We have Dr. Robert Kulutz, and he has a provocative a segment for us. Is your smile worth your life? Dr. Kulutz questions the necessity and the safety of having root canal procedures, which is a common, if not affectionately regarded, dental operation. Doctor, thanks and welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start off with the dentistry 101 here for the uninitiated. What exactly is a root canal? What does that consist of?
Okay, great. A root canal is done when the tooth has usually a large cavity has gotten so big that it's infected the inside part of the tooth, or the, you know, the pulp chamber of the tooth, the inside nerve of the tooth. And once that happens, the dentist has to either take the tooth out or do a root canal. And what a root canal does, is the dentist attempts to remove all of the infected tissue that runs from the top part of the crown of the tooth all the way down through the inside hollow part of the root internally to the end of that root tip. And what they do is they widen and they shape and they irrigate with antimicrobial irrigants in the attempt to remove all the infection in that tooth, and then to seal it up with a material called gutta percha. It's a rubber-based material. Now, the problem is that you can never sterilize these root canal teeth. If you could sterilize them and keep them sterile, a root canal would be fine. But you can't do it. Now, the body of that tooth is not solid like a table, like a wooden table or stainless steel. The tooth is composed of millions of microscopic dentinal tubules, and it's like a porous sponge. So once that infection gets inside that tooth, these bacteria migrate into these small tubules. They proliferate. You can't kill them. And they continue to grow and can leak out of that tooth, and the bacterial toxins that they produce can come out of that tooth and disseminate throughout your body.
How serious can the effects of this be, Doctor?
Well, let's just take heart disease, for example. Now, we know that heart disease, one of the main causes of heart disease is inflammation. Inflammation causes damage to the inside lining of the coronary arteries, and the inflammation helps propagate the deposit of cholesterol in the arterial wall, and it's inflammation that actually causes the heart attack. It's not the blockage of the coronary vessel, per se, from the arterial plaque. It's the plaque rupture. The plaque that's inside that artery becomes inflamed. It ruptures through the lining of the blood vessel, and you get a blood clot.
Is there not a role that is played by something called homocysteines in your blood flow?
Yes, that's one factor. That's one factor indeed.
But a corrosive thing that affects on the walls of the arteries, right?
Exactly. So any damage to that inside lining of the vessel can propagate the plaque formation. Now, we do know, it's been studied and shown that the same bacteria that are in root canal teeth and in periodontal disease are found in these coronary artery plaques. They're also found in the blood clots that occur during a heart attack. So these bacteria migrate from the mouth to the heart arteries.
So am I missing something here? Dr. Kulutz, Robert Kulutz is our guest here on Health Talk, and his materials say, is your smile worth your life, what you need to know before undergoing a root canal? So you have this inflammation, which can be propagated by root canals and through unchecked, infectious material getting into the bloodstream and affecting you in other ways. But we haven't read stories or heard of stories of people having heart attacks as a result of root canals. Is that because the causation link is so far removed and it takes so long for the effects of this to propagate through the body?
Well, actually, there have been studies. In fact, the Dental Journal had a study, the ADA put a study out a year or two ago showing that self-reported incidents of root canals, you have a much higher risk of heart attack and cardiovascular disease. Now, we do know it's pretty much a given that periodontal disease is a link, a big risk factor, some may even say a causative factor for heart disease. There's a very good book out now called Beat the Heart Attack Gene, written by a cardiologist who implements oral infection as a very key player in cardiovascular disease. So we don't see a lot of it in this country, but if you look at, you go to PubMed, which is the body of all the peer-reviewed research out there in the whole world, you will see an abundant amount of research showing how oral infections have a big role in cardiovascular disease.
We happen to have a couple of actual doctors now in the studio, one of whom is Dr. Ralph Iola from Izon Rochester. Ralph, you had a question.
Yeah, hi. I have a quick question for you. You were talking about the root canals in cases of infections, but aren't some root canals done in non-infectious people? I know for myself, when I was in elementary school some 40 years ago or so, I busted a tooth, and I had to have a root canal in order to place a cap on there. And I didn't have an infection or anything. So in people who have root canals for other reasons, does your thought about the infection spread and everything else, does that play any role in these people?
That's a great question, and you're right. It's a subset of root canals that are done because of trauma, and like your case. But the problem is, once you remove the pulp tissue and you remove the blood supply, you remove the fluid flow that occurs from inside the tooth out through the dental tubules to the outside part of the root. And then you get influx of bacteria from the periodontal pocket into that root. And there's nothing there to stop it. So it may be non-infected when it starts, but over time, it will become infected.
Okay. Dr. Kulatz is also the author of The Toxic Tooth, How a Root Canal Could Be Making You Sick. That's available, Amazon.com and other sources?
Yeah, Amazon.com or ToxicTooth.com.
Gotcha. Very good. Now, we also happen to have a dentist here in the studio. Dr. Paul Sussman is impresario, if you will, of the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry. And go ahead, Paul.
Hi. It's interesting, the things that you're saying, but when you have an infected tooth and you see an abscess at the end of the tooth and a radiolucency, and then it's treated and you see that bone heal, if there is still bacteria there, wouldn't that infection still remain?
Actually, that's a very good question, too. But it is not true that they always heal. In fact, if you do 3D ICAT imaging of these teeth, you'll find that 90% plus still have periapical areas. And many times that area is not at the radiographic root tip. So when you see it on a 3D x-ray, it could be 3 millimeters behind the root.
In today's techniques for doing root canals, I mean, the root canal is treated more as a system rather than solely a canal. So, my feeling is that the roots are sealed pretty well when it's treated with proper technique.
But you're not going to get the tubules, and you're usually not going to get all the lateral canals. You may get the main canal, but you're not going to sterilize or seal dental tubules. That's in the literature. You can't do it.
There, it seems like the studies that there are several, there are many studies that show, that not to be the case, that, the tooth doesn't lead to becoming a systemic problem after it's treated with the root canal.
That's not the studies that I'm reading. The ADA likes to say that, a root canal tooth can never disseminate bacteria other than locally next to the tooth. You cannot get any systemic dissemination of bacteria, which is false. The bacteria in there also produce potent exotoxins that Boyd Haley studied. And these are extremely potent exotoxins that are produced by the bacteria inside that tooth that nothing can stop. Plus we're doing about 25 million root canals a year times 10, 20, 30 years of root canals going in the past that people have. And as well as I do, you look at a lot of these root canals, you would say, I would not want that tooth in my mouth. They're not all very good. In fact, the majority of them don't look that great, even on X-ray.
Probably a lot of bypass procedures aren't all that hot either these days. But another follow-up, Paul?
Well, just that, studies haven't shown that people, that have had root canals die earlier, have more systemic disease, patients.
Well, that's false. That is true. They're showing that people with root canals have a greater incidence of heart attack. You read it's in our book. We have the studies. It's actually published by the ADA.
Okay, before we run out of time here, Dr. Kulatz, if the root canal is not the procedure, a desirable procedure, then what's the option?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? What do we do? I mean, there really is not a great answer. I mean, if you don't save that tooth, you've got to either do nothing, or you have to do either a fixed bridge, a removable bridge, or an implant. There really is not the ultimate perfect solution to this. Well, there's only three options.
One of the things, one of the arguments that you make in your materials is that antioxidant treatment is indicated in these situations. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Antioxidant treatment is useful for cardiovascular disease because one of the issues of inflammation is oxidative stress. But it's not going to solve an infected root canal problem or a periodontal problem. It's going to be something that you would do after the fact. It's not going to put the Band-Aid and cure the oral infective problem. It's only going to be an adjunctive therapy.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that patients that are more likely to have root canals tend to have not as good oral hygiene, tend to not eat as well and be as healthy, therefore more susceptible to other systemic disease, to heart disease.
Well, that's the argument that the ADA makes, except here's what we know. We know inflammation is a root cause of heart disease. We know that periodontal disease and root canal teeth can raise C-reactive protein. We know this. And we know that C-reactive protein is a direct risk factor for heart disease. So unless we want to say that this information is wrong, inflammation is not that critical, and that gum disease and root canal teeth don't raise CRP, then your statement is flawed.
Well, as
and
far
all
as
these
gum
studies
disease,
have corrected for obesity, hypertension, smoking. All of these studies have corrected for the other risk factors.
So you put your money where your mouth is, no pun intended here, because you've elected to extract a root canal tooth for the sake of your health, right?
Yes, I did. I had a front tooth, had a root canal, and that was taken out.
Okay. Well, Dr. Kulatz, we appreciate you taking the time to be on the program. Tell us about your book and where we can get that.
Okay. The book is called The Toxic Tooth. You can get it at toxictooth.com or Amazon has it. Toxic Tooth is the name of the book, and it's been out about a month.
Great. Appreciate you taking the time on the program, and good luck.
Thank you very much.